Good morning. It is first Friday of July. Budget day is here and Lakshmi herself is presenting budget. So what could go wrong with the Indian economy? And you better not critique it. Industry is already calling it a super budget. No, I did not get the name wrong. It is Sitaraman, but Zee News believes her to be Lakshmi Avatar. Nirmala, on the other hand, has a long list of achievements under her belt. You may recall the most successful one, Make in India, amongst other things, that gave us huge hits like the Rafael deal. Oops, sorry about that. It is not really under Make in India, or is it? It is 5th July 2019 and one thing is for sure, religion is now everywhere. And though it may not have any solution for modern day existence, the chief economic advisor clearly believes it to be the driving force of India's behavior. At least on that, you can't call him out. Chief Economic Advisor K.V. Subramanian's first economic survey looks and reads like a quasi-religious document and not the guide it's meant to be. One gem amongst many was the transformation that this new mythical economics will bring in. You remember Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao? Now that will be transformed to Badlav, or B-A-T-L-A-V, or Beti Aapki Dhan Lakshmi or Vijay Lakshmi, as part of the ambitious agenda for social change for emancipation of women. But why put so much effort? There is a simpler way to achieving 8% growth to become a $5 trillion economy. Either you can tweak the methodology or fudge the number and then blame anyone questioning as anti-national and put them behind bars for sedition. But since we are on change or badlav, there are a few things in life that cannot be changed. If that is what you think, you are wrong. Everything can be changed. You just need to leave it in the hands of Union Minister of Law and Justice, Ravi Shankar Prasad, who is boasting about the right that the huge mandate the people of the country have given Modi government to not just make laws, but also undo judgments. The people of the country have given us the right to make laws and we should use that right, and this house has a right to undo judgments. We can make changes, he said, as a government with a strong, really super strong majority slimed its way through yet another ordinance, this time as he moved the bill titled Aadhaar and Other Laws Amendment Bill. Meanwhile, leader of the Congress in Lok Sabha, Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, criticized the government for using the ordinance route to bring legislation. He accused the government of resorting to the ordinance route without any rhyme and reason. TMC MP, the hero that she's been all over the media, Mahua Moitra, also attacked the government and said, "There is no standard of privacy and security today. There is no Data Protection Act. In the absence of data protection, how can you ask me to give up my information to a private agency? This is integral to the bill. You can't have the cart before the horse." Ms. Moitra, have you met Ravi Shankar Prasad? The bill was later passed to allow voluntary use of Aadhaar as proof of identity for opening bank accounts and procuring mobile phone. Prasad assured the House that Aadhaar is voluntary and informed consent of the biometric identity holder has to be obtained before it is used. Well, Najikan Economics is here and it is finding ancient ways to smarten India up. One such story was from the brainiest state of the country, Haryana. In line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's concerted efforts to push for yoga, Haryana School Education Board yesterday made sit-ups compulsory during the morning assembly, contending that it will be a super yoga for the brain. As part of the State School Education Board pilot project, students will now have to do 14 sit-ups every morning. Speaking to ANI, Education Board Secretary Rajiv Kumar said, "Students will do sit-ups with hands on their ears during the morning assembly. This will sharpen their brain and help in retainment of the memory. This will not be levied as a punishment. It is super brain yoga. It has been scientifically proven that it is increasing brain efficiency," he said. Amazeballs, I did not know that this ancient technique of punishment was a vardhan or a gift in disguise. Ancient knowledge, also mystical. Before we head to international news, not that you're wondering what Rahul Gandhi's up to, but like we said, he may be out, but not down. If you believe his words, he's going to fight 10 times harder. Soon after, he pleaded not guilty in a Mumbai court in a defamation case filed by an RSS activist and advocate. Rahul was asked if his fight would continue. Of course it will continue. It is going to intensify the way I fought in the last 5 years. 10 times harder than that, he said. Rahul faces around 24 lawsuits across the country, mostly filed by Sangh BJP leaders and supporters over statements he had made during election campaigns. And with that, we head to international news, where BBC has gathered some comprehensive evidence to date on what is happening with Muslim children in China. Where China is deliberately separating Muslim children from their families, faith and language in its far western region of Xinjiang, according to a new research by BBC, at the same time as hundreds of thousands of adults are being detained in giant camps, a rapid, large-scale campaign to build boarding schools is underway. In other news, bridging the gap between real and real, Malaysia today charged one of the Wolf of Wall Street film producers and stepson of former Prime Minister Najib Razak with money laundering, alleging he misappropriated $248 million linked to State Fund 1 MDB. Reza Aziz, a co-founder of Hollywood production firm Red Granite Pictures that was behind the Oscar-nominated film The Wolf of Wall Street, was charged with 5 counts of money laundering. Prosecutors allege Reza received a total of $248 million as a result of misappropriation of 1MDB funds. And before we leave you for the budget and the week, take care of your health. More than 40 military staff and recruits at an academy in central Switzerland were sent to hospital on Thursday after they suddenly fell violently ill from acute gastrointestinal problems with diarrhea and vomiting. Sometimes the enemy lies within. So eat right, stay warm, dry, and enjoy Cricket World Cup and the superb Wimbledon tennis. Rest up until Monday morning. Goodbye from Kickpart.com.